Bonjour and welcome to today's episode of the Good Life France podcast, the Petite podcast, a bite-sized episode in which we explore a single topic. I'm your host, Janine Marsh. I'm a British writer living in France and I travel year-round exploring French destinations, history, culture, art and gastronomy. And I love to share my discoveries with you alongside my podcast partner, Olivier Geoffrey.
Bonjour tout le monde. Yes, indeed. Welcome to this new Petite podcast. Normally our podcasts are a little longer, but we had so many messages asking us to make more podcasts. We decided to create that Petite podcast series alongside the usual episodes. So let's get going and dive into our first Petite podcast topic. Janine, tell us about the theme for today's episode, please.
Today we're going to talk about art de vivre. It's something that French people take for granted every day. It's something that people who visit France really love. But what actually is art de vivre and where does it come from?
That's a great topic. I like it. Let's dive into the heart of French culture to explore art de vivre, a philosophy that transforms everyday life into an art form. Join us as we uncover the essence of art de vivre, its roots, its manifestations, and how everyone can practice art de vivre. The Good Life France Petite Podcast. Everything you want to know about France and more in a bite-sized episode. With Janine March and Olivier Geoffrey. So, what is art de vivre? Literally, it means the art of living, right?
It does, but really, it means the art of the good life, or the art of living well. It's a uniquely French approach to life, and it's about savouring the moment, living life with passion and elegance.
Art de vivre, or the art of living, is a fundamental part of the French psyche. For us, it embodies a lifestyle that prioritizes pleasure, beauty, and sophistication in everyday activities. It covers everything about daily life, from leisurely meals that celebrate gastronomic excellence to the careful selection of fashion and decor. Art de vivre is about embracing joy, cultivating taste, and living harmoniously. It's a philosophy that has been woven into the fabric of French history, influencing how the French eat, dress, socialize, and even think.
That sounds quite complicated, so let's break it down. Writer Françoise Hertel described art de vivre as the art of living life to the full is not so much about complicating the simple things as it is about simplifying the unsimplified. Ollie, can you say that in French, please? Because Françoise Hertel was a French-Canadian writer and it sounds so much better in French.
Okay. L'art de vivre pleinement ne consiste pas tant à compliquer les choses simples qu'à simplifier celles qui ne le sont pas.
Thank you, Ollie. Your French is so good. It still sounds quite complicated, but what it really means is that when we break it down, life is joyful, especially when spent surrounded by things that give us comfort and pleasure. But art de vivre is a little bit more than that. It's about striving to find happiness in the small moments. It's about appreciating and finding pleasure in the very ordinary parts of everyday life, finding something to smile about, really.
But why do we do it, you might ask? And you will be right. Well, the whole idea of art de vivre goes back to the time of the French Renaissance, the late 16th and early 17th centuries. It was a time when France was a crucible of artistic, intellectual and culinary innovation. Leonardo da Vinci lived in the Loire Valley. King François Ier of France, who was known as the Renaissance King, encouraged an appreciation of beauty and pleasure in all forms.
Today, when we say art de vivre, we mean the art of appreciating beautiful things. In its simplest form, it's taking the time to admire somewhere or the efforts that someone has gone to in order to create a delicious dish or a good wine even. It's something that encompasses small pleasures and makes it into a big celebration. So, for instance, it's like when you go out to a culture event with your family or friends. It's sitting at a table on the pavement outside a cafe with nothing to do except sip a perfect black coffee from a pure white cup and watch the world go about its business. And it's about taking time to appreciate a beautifully laid table, a perfectly folded linen napkin, or to look at three perfect wedges of cheese on a plate and to accept that that's a beautiful sight. It's like art. It's nibbling the end of a baguette on the way home from a boulangerie. It's sharing a bottle of wine with friends. It's things that you do every day, but appreciating them rather than just taking them for granted.
And also, Art de Vivre is about visiting an art gallery to admire the work of an artist or reading a book at home that moves you. It is about enjoying a beautifully arranged vase of flowers, the details of well-crafted clothes, the label of a wine bottle or a stolen kiss. It's all of that at the same time. It's taking the time to appreciate a plateau of cheese made more beautiful by the addition of seasonal flowers.
You're right. It's in the detail of the really small things. Like for me, the perfect example is a biscuit. So it's a French biscuit called Petit Lou, which were made in Nantes. And they are like miniature works of art when you look at them. So at first glance, these cookies look just like any other square cookie, although they have a little bit of an ornamental jagged edge. But if you've got nothing better to do, you can count those jagged bits all the way around the edges and you'll number them at 52. And that represents the number of weeks of the year. And then the four corners represent the seasons. The words L.U.PetitBeurreNantes are cut into the biscuits, and around the words are 24 pinhole perforations, the 24 hours of the day. So there's a message hidden in the design of these biscuits that you can basically eat them any time of the day, all year round. And to me, that's perfect art de vivre. So much detail for someone to appreciate. It's just amazing, isn't it?
It's embracing life to its fullest every day, art de vivre, noticing the small things and finding them a big pleasure. We almost take it for granted in France. It's something we grew up with, being taught to appreciate how much effort has gone into something, to change it from ordinary to extraordinary, and we teach our children to do the same. The perfect example is gastronomy. The French meal, which is recognized by UNESCO as a cultural treasure, is about emphasizing local ingredients, meticulous preparation and sharing. You could think that it's fairly mundane to prepare an evening meal for the family, especially if you buy something convenient from the supermarket, perhaps sat in front of the TV to eat it. And yes, of course, we all do that from time to time in France too, but not all the time. And we love to prepare good food from buying the ingredients before to eating it.
It's true. That's very art de vivre. My French neighbours, they love to talk about what they're going to cook, where they're going to buy the ingredients. It's not just about eating the meal. It starts before the meal. And then during the meal, which can go on for a very long time, it's about sharing. It's about your guests showing appreciation of the ingredients and appreciating each other as well. So to practice art de vivre, you embrace simple moments, but you elevate them to a moment of pleasure. You take the time to sit at a table on the pavement of a cafe with nothing to do except sip that espresso from the cup as you watch the world go by. You might stroll through a forest on an afternoon and accept that you feel joy at a beam of sunlight cascading through the leafy canopy. In art de vivre, you can find something in every single day where you feel pleasure from something really you would consider quite ordinary on most days, but are not ordinary at all.
Absolutely. Everything these days seems to be about speed and efficiency. But when you share a meal with friends, you need to slow down and savor the journey.
Absolutely. It is about slowing down. It is about paying attention to small things, embracing simple things, transforming everyday rituals into memorable moments to savor and appreciate. That's what it is, in essence. It's slowing down and relishing the moment.
And it's true that sometimes art de vivre can sound like, you know, a full-time job to do it properly, but what a nice job it is.
It's a great job.
The Good Life France Petite Podcast. Culture, art, history and more in a bite-sized episode. Oh la la!
So, art de vivre, we hope you enjoyed this petite podcast. Tune in next week for a longer podcast as we discover more about the culture, history, gastronomy, cheese, cakes, art, famous people, Louis XIV is coming up, and Napoleon, plus destinations, museums, monuments, and much, much more.
Thank you so much. A massive merci beaucoup to everyone for listening to our podcast from almost 150 countries all around the world. And huge thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and family. We're truly grateful when you do that. You've been listening to Janine March and myself, Olivier Geoffrey. You can find me at parischanson.fr.
And you can find me and heaps of information about France, where to visit, culture, history, recipes, everything France, at thegoodlifefrance.com, where you can subscribe to the podcast, my weekly newsletter about France, and our totally brilliant, totally free magazine, which you can also read at magazine.thegoodlifefrance.com. But for now, it's au revoir from me.
And goodbye from me.
Speak to you soon.
The Good Life France podcast. Available on all podcast platforms, on thegoodlifefrance.com and on parischanson.fr. The most beautiful French songs of the 40s, 50s and 60s, only on Paris Chanson. Available on your mobile, smart TV, computer and smart speaker 24/7. Visit parischanson.fr to find out more. That's parischanson.fr.